Once again, as we greet you within your sanctuary, it is our pleasure to address you this day and at this particular time. Man's consciousness upon the planet at this time and in times before is having a great effect upon your elements, your elemental forces. For if you can understand that the purpose of this planet was to give all those in spirit that needed perhaps, we could say, further learning, further understanding of the perfection of the true spirit, then a place like this, this Mother Earth, was created in its true perfect form. All things in balance, all things moving and creating and existing one with the other. For in its true state, nature does not destroy itself. So as you look at the planet at this particular time, it is not displaying true nature as it was created. It is not displaying perfection. It is not displaying balance, and it is not displaying harmony. In many situations, the elements are in conflict with each other, and they are causing harm, not only to mankind, but to also those forms of nature that express itself upon the planet, in the forms of the plant life, the animal kingdom, and the natural representation of these elemental forces. So what has taken place, as is taking place now, is that the consciousness of mankind thinks and feels that it has the ability to create and to change nature into a form that is greater than it already is. Now, there are many good intentions at times behind this, and there are also intentions that are not so great, that do not have the benefit of humanity and the planet as its plan. And so therefore, it does not fulfill the purpose of the great plan that was set out as this planet was formed. So at this time, each individual upon the planet can take a responsibility, can take a purpose to assist in returning these elements back to their true form, in their true alignment. And it is often a very difficult thing to do for the civilization that you live in at the moment. Is very driven, shall we say, by other thoughts than that of the great plan, than that of the purpose of being upon this planet. For mankind has allowed the lower aspects of the consciousness to guide what is taking place upon the surface of the planet. Now, when this happens, then over the experience of a generation or a civilization, much destruction, much change can take place upon the planet. Now, these changes can last for much time, much longer than the lifetimes that you experience within that body. And so part of what you are experiencing now is, shall we say, the effects of those past civilizations that have traveled the same pathway as this particular civilization is traveling at this point in time. Except there is a difference, that the past cannot be changed. But this particular present time can be changed. And so this is where you have the power within yourselves to fulfill a great purpose of being upon this planet at this time, where you can assist as individuals and as a collective energy, you can assist to help bring about that change upon the planet, where it brings back into being once again the true balance of the elemental forces. Now, this will take much time. It is because the nature time cycle is very different than that of the human form. And so to change or to allow nature to evolve and to adapt to the environment that man is creating can take many of your physical lifetimes. And so often mankind thinks that it is the elements that are creating what is taking place on the planet. But we want to bring perhaps a greater truth to this understanding, that it is mankind's actions upon the planet that change and affect the elemental forces. So the elemental forces make up a collective energy that you would refer to as nature. When this collective energy is operating and allowed to be operating in its true form and its true purpose, there is no destruction upon the planet. And so to bring a greater understanding of this is that when you are looking at true spiritual energy, it does not destroy. There is no darkness. There is no negativity. The true spiritual vibration, the true energy, the true source of light is that. It is light. It is positivity, and it is creation. It is creating. So where perhaps you find that there are those that are calling their destruction our spirit or God or whatever terminology they are using for that true source, there is an error. There is a misunderstanding in that particular thought process. For as we have said, the true source, the true energy, does not destroy itself. There is no destruction. And so it is a little different than what you are seeing displayed by the elements at this time. And so it is trying to understand this concept that what you are viewing now is not the truth of the elements. It is not the truth of the purpose of the planet, and that it is mankind that has guided or misguided the energies upon the planet. So knowing this does bring a great light, because with this understanding, then it allows you to draw to yourselves the greatest power. If you can realize that within yourself is this light of that divine, that light of creation, then you would understand that you as an individual have that purpose, have that power to make great changes. For if every individual on the planet made changes for this creation, for this creative force, then you can see now what a great collective of energy this would bring about in the changing of this planet. And it is the changing of this planet that is happening at this time. The changing of the planet always takes place. The difference is whether the changing of the planet is heading in a creative, shall we say, way or pathway or purpose as it was designed, or whether the planet is heading into a more negative or destructive cycle, which is part of where the planet is at this time. But do not lose heart, do not lose trust, do not lose faith in this great plan that you are part of and that you are experiencing in. For spirit are always working with this higher purpose. They are always working with the rebalancing, the re-energizing, and the lighting and the creating of the higher energies upon the planet. And so try to see it as an exciting time upon your planet. Try not to get dragged in or swayed by those that are perhaps still working in a negative way upon the planet. For in reality, they are still a minority of the wonderful aspects of spirit, the wonderful consciousness that you all have within yourself. And so try to find that within the self, and to not always focus on the aspects of destruction that are taking place around the planet. Find those aspects of creativity and creation that those other wonderful souls, those other wonderful spirits are creating and are working at to bring in the rebalancing and the harmonizing of this planet at this time. So you are part of a journey that brings healing to the planet. And so how does one do this? How, within the confines of your body, within the confines of your experiences and circumstances and upon the planet, how do you assist in that healing? Well, to bring about a true change, to bring and link into the true purpose, it is a combination of the healing of the self. For as you heal yourself, as you look at yourself to rebalance those energies of yourself and to bring in that light of your spirit, your true spirit, that brings the awakening of your consciousness. That brings the awakening of your spirit, your true spirit, into your physical form. And as this takes place, then you are, in an automatic way, start to work more in a balanced way and in a healing way with the energies of the planet. Because if you can understand and accept the collectiveness of this greater energy, then it allows that greater energy to flow through. So as another example, let's look at the spiritual and awareness centers that you are part of. And so individually, there are three centers that operate under the umbrella, that operate under a collective energy. Now, if you can accept, if you can see that with these three centers combined, it is a very powerful and a very purposeful collective energy. And so in a sense, the centers are not individual. The spiritual energies of the center are not individual. They are collective, for they operate from that same energy source. However, where the individuality does take place is through the people of the center. It is through those that are in the committees, and it is through those that attend the center. This is what makes the centers individual. But as far as the spiritual energy, this is a collective energy. And if you can understand this, then it allows these centers to actually become more alike, to align with each other, so that as each center operates and reaches that same level of vibration, then it has all three centers operating at the same vibration, which is a wonderful thing to see, because that is the plan. And so it is wonderful to see, and it is not surprising to us, but it is wonderful to see the relocation of the sanctuary. It is not a coincidence that this particular dwelling is sited very much closer to an original dwelling that was used by this particular sanctuary of the awareness centers. Now, one of the purposes for that is that there is a particular energy line that runs through this area that is, shall we say, very conducive or conductive to the energies of the collective that are working with these centres. And so this will assist the energies of the centre. It will assist in the changing of the vibrations, which in part will assist all those that come within the sanctuary, because it will assist in aligning your energies to a higher and to a truer purpose. But we will say to you to be patient with yourself, to be patient with the growing of your awareness, and just to move along that pathway in a gentle and a balanced way, to support one another and to support the other centres as well as they support this centre, because this is where the true power lies. If you can see it as a family, then that may bring in a greater understanding as well. And so with our love, we wish to leave these energies with you and to allow the centre to grow and to change as the other centres grow and change as well. And in this way, our collective energies can give greater assistance, not only to those that attend the centres, but as a greater assistance to spirit, so that we can have a greater effect and a greater cause and a greater purpose to assist in the healing of the planet at this time. And we wish you light and wellness upon your pathway.